Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Come on.
Hello, dear listener. Before we get into today's show, quick ask. If you find value in today's show or you've gotten value out of a previous show, please leave us a quick 5-star review. Be super grateful. Thanks a lot. Amy, are you ready?
I believe so.
I'm ready. The people are ready. Let's go. Welcome to Money Savage Engage. This is George Grumbacher. Amy McKenzie Jr., also known as Sir Amazing, is a life coach, an entrepreneur, a podcast host, a talk show host, a speaker, and a best-selling author. I'm excited to have you on. Hey, mate, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
First and foremost, thank you for the opportunity. I am, most importantly, a human. So I do what I do to really remind other people like me and other humans that we all have a great purpose and a lot of powers that sometimes we don't unlock. So everything that's a part of my work is really motivated to help people unlock that inner hero. Title of my book, Everyone Needs a Hero, Why Can't It Be You? Is really based off the idea that there are 7.8 billion people on our planet, but there's only one you. One person with your mind, your spirit, your soul, and your vision. And I'm very driven to try to help people unlock and take things to the next level.
I love it. And a little bit about your personal life.
Oh, yeah, the personal life. So that's where you might have to get a little bit more specific, though. Well, what questions do you have specifically?
Well, we know that you are a human. Do you have folks that you hang out with on a regular basis?
So I'm single, no children. I'm an uncle, big brother.
Any pets?
Yeah, I'm really in awe. No pets, and I've never owned a pet in my life.
Do you not like do you not like pets?
So to tell the truth, I had an imaginary dog growing up. And it was a golden retriever. And I remember the day when, for some reason, I let go of his leash.
Oh, no.
I just relate that ironically to how many of us lose our imagination over time. So in avoiding deflecting your answer, your question, I don't necessarily have an opinion. I've never even owned a goldfish. I've never really had a desire to own a pet. So I'm not sure I even can properly answer that.
So when you let go of the leash, did the golden retriever leave your life forever?
Forever.
Oh my gosh. Did Ame Mukende Sr., did he not, was he like, no animals in our house? Get that fish out of here. No way we're having a dog or what? What's going on here?
So my parents actually got divorced when I was 4. I grew up with my mom. My dad did have fish at times, but like me and my mom, we never had any pets or anything like that.
Alright. Well, I think I've uncovered a couple sore spots about the imaginary golden retriever, and then I laughed. then I laughed when he said that you let go of the leash, and I'm like, what a horrible human being I am. Why am I laughing at this poor kid who lost his imaginary dog? I think we should just change the subject. So unlock your inner hero. I think that that's awesome. I think that, and I agree that everybody does need a hero. So why not let that be you, or why not be intentional and put yourself in the position to make that you? Do most people believe that, or is that something that you need to kind of convince somebody of the fact that you're just inherently a unique and special person?
I think a lot of us need convincing, and it's because of conditioning. It's because of situations that have happened in our lives, those moments when we were children, those traumatic experiences that alter our memories and our mindsets and even our conception of self. So I think we all do. And part of my story was, I know I needed it. I opened my book by talking about, the first section of the book is called Demons. So I talk about all these different circumstances, from situations from childhood to mistakes in relationships to identity crises that I was going through, that I think many people can relate to, because we all at some point can say we felt inadequate. We all at some point could say we were dissatisfied with how things maneuvered. And I'm big on just trying to, I use the example of, if we look at a glass of water and we always stare at the air, we'll always be thirsty. So I think part of unlocking that hero is being able to see the droplets of water that are there to quench our thirst. And that thirst is connected to our purpose, our existence, our that inner peace or happiness, however someone might say it, that we all strive for innately.
And I think that that's right. I think that that's really one of the things that does connect all of us human beings on the earth, is our impulse and our desire to find happiness, to find that contentment. So we're all looking for it, even though maybe it's not top of mind because we have so much other crap and stuff to be worried about. Why would I think, or what is it about, if I'm somebody, and I'll just use me as an example. If I'm somebody who I've always had self-esteem, and I've always thought that I was, you know, I've never thought I was anything but just a superhuman being, but I'd never necessarily thought that I was somebody who could have a dramatic impact on others, on the world around me. I also imagine that that's something that you probably hear a lot, like, okay, I know that I have value, but how, you know, what isn't it arrogant of me to think that I can have this profound impact?
So before you ask if I have some questions, so I guess I got one. Who told you that you can't have an impact?
I don't know that anybody ever did, and I don't honestly feel that way anymore. It was just, I don't know the answer to that question. Nobody necessarily ever told me that I couldn't, but I think more maybe just nobody told me that I could.
Now, see, and that's where it gets interesting. In my experience, I've learned that, and I've come across people so many times, you think they can't have an impact. I think 2020 provided us the perfect opportunity for us all to be able to reflect, whether it be through the recent election, whether it be through social injustice, whether it be through humanity, of just spreading love and positivity during a pandemic that still is plaguing most of our country and most of the world, that a lot of countries in the world at large. My understanding is this: it only takes a spark to get a fire going. So our task, or I won't call it a task, but part of the purpose of serving each other is helping light the spark in someone. So sometimes people feel like, oh, well, I'll use social injustice for an example. Okay, so everybody's not going to be Dr. King. Of course not. But just by doing your part as a human and sharing something or stating something or trying to come up with some type of action or making a donation to an organization that's supporting a message or trying and striving to do something, those are all small ways in which we can contribute. And then when you talk about from a personal level, we all have family members that we have influence. So me being an older brother, an older sibling, I have a 15-year-old little sister. I've got my little brother will be turning 11 soon, my baby brother. And then I've got a younger brother who's 19. And just through conversation, I'm having an influence on them. We all have influence on these people, whether we're intending to or not. And I think that's how we start. It starts by just planting seeds. And one of the things I'm very comfortable with and training and conditioning my mind to remove ego from the arrogant aspect is, sometimes we plant seeds that may not sprout while we're here. Does that mean we stop planting?
No, certainly doesn't.
That's really my perspective.
I think that that's incredible. And at the end of the day, yeah, I mean, to your point there, that not everybody's going to be Dr. King. And I think that a lot of the time we look at these huge problems and we think, oh my gosh, that's unsolvable, and how could I ever have an impact on it? But the only impact that you and I can ever really have is just to get started with that spark and to tend to the part of garden that we can reach, which is your family and your community and your loved ones, and recognizing that doing that is immensely powerful, and you never know the seeds that you plant and the impact you have on somebody in a very short or very brief interaction could, you know, change that person's life for the better. So I think that that's excellent. How does ego play into it? You mentioned just trying to remove the ego.
Oh man. Well, I want to touch on this before I even answer that question. You know, we live in an era now where we've got to wear these masks, but it's been proven scientifically. We all know energy-wise, we all know emotionally, that when someone smiles at you, a stranger smiles at you or says, hey, you've got some nice shoes, or that's a nice shirt, or a nice jacket, or if it's a woman, that's a nice purse. We all get a burst of good energy from that. Mm-hmm. Those small exchanges is what makes a day better. And I had a blessing last week, excuse me, speaking to one of my nieces, 6 years old. And I was just so thankful and I felt so special because I'm talking to her. I'm like, what did you learn today in school? And she's like, I learned Spanish. So she counts to 40. And she's like, what did you learn? And I shared some quotes with her and that I had shared and put out there and had her break them down word by word and her defining what does it mean to be powerful? What does it mean to be loving? What does it mean to be there for your family? And I'm listening to her preach, basically. She gave me a sermon and she's like, no matter what, nobody could take away, because she loves singing and dancing. No matter what, nobody could take away me singing or dancing. Nobody could take away my family. And nobody could take away God. No matter what, no one could ever take that from me. And when you love your family, that's what matters. You care for them. You call them. You check on them. You want to spend time with them. You want to let them know that you miss being with them. And just hearing that from just this sweet, young, innocent individual, it sparked a flame in me. And how many of us have those different type of people within our family, whether it be the niece, the daughter, the mom, the grandma, whomever it may be. So I just wanted to share that, because those are particular moments for me. To me, that she's a hero. That's my hero. You know, when I could get motivation from my niece so that I can then go help motivate somebody else, that's how we get things going. That's how we get the flame flowing. That's how we pass the baton. That's how we connect. That's how we grow. That's what it means to be a community of humans.
I want to share.
Thank you. I want to share a quote about ego. Excuse me real quick. So true leaders are not known by titles. It is ego who loves titles. And even in the name Sir Amazing, it can come off to some in an arrogant aspect, but amazing is not about me. It's amazing that through a pandemic, people are able to connect through a technology like Zoom, and students are still able to engage in learning, and people could still have parties and connect with family members who may be more prone to catching the virus. It's amazing that people have, through this pandemic, been able to start businesses, and their journey and path has altered through all the negativity that was provided. It's amazing that you and I were even born. The chances of being the one sperm that connects through the egg through conception is like one in a trillion. So it's amazing that we're here, and that's what that name really stands for. That's what I really want to share with people. And it's not me. It's more of being, the I is not individual. It's more of an instrument, being an instrument of light. But the ego can get in the way of things, because the ego loves to feed off of titles and accomplishments credibility and all these other things that make us feel like we're so separate. But in reality, we're all connected. We're all one with each other, no matter where we're from, no matter where we go. We will always be connected, as most importantly, as humans. So that's how I think ego plays into everything.
Yeah, I appreciate that. It is the ego that loves titles. That is a good one right there. So people who are listening, they say, yes, this is, I am interested in stepping more into this and embracing my ability to have a greater impact, be it for the world or be it just for my loved ones or for my loved ones, not just for my loved ones. What is the starting point on that journey?
Can you ask that one more time?
How do I get started with that?
How do you get started with which aspect?
Just stepping into my worth, stepping into my purpose.
Oh, I'm a huge Nike guy. Just do it. I certainly offer services where we're coaching services to try to really ask the right questions to pull out and evoke the answer that's already lying within. But a lot of times, like I said, we're conditioned and we have so many different technologies and so many pieces of information that are coming at us that are blocking us from what we really want to do. And sometimes we have responsibilities and family that may, I won't say cloud our judgment, but have a heavy influence on us to make us think harder than what we actually have to do. So sometimes it literally is just doing it. And sometimes it may start with taking a pen, grabbing a piece of paper, reflecting on the times that were so traumatic that they impacted everything that you did going forward throughout your entire life. Sometimes it may be looking at pictures, digital or physical, in a photo album or videos to remind you of the inspiration and the motivation of why you wake up every single day and do what you do. And then other times it's going to come with actually putting together a routine on a day-to-day basis that you wake up at a certain amount of time, you put forth this little bit of meditation. And I mean, there's various ways to get into it. I think it depends on the individual. And most importantly, it's going to depend on that drive and desire to really be who you want to be.
I love it. Yeah, and there's not an easy answer to that question. Just do it. Get started. Be thinking about it. Keep it top of mind.
As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So we are our thoughts. And I know for me, I put forth a lot of and continuously. I don't have all the answers. I'm not an expert. This is a daily process that we all have to go through. But I'm huge on being conscious of what I'm putting into my mind, because what we put into our minds is connected to our thoughts, and our thoughts have extreme power. And once we release those thoughts through words, we're putting energy into the atmosphere and into the universe. We want to make sure that, at least I do, we all play a role in the history of our world. Why not maximize that role with honor?
Amen. Well, Emma, Savage Nation is ready for your difference-making tip. What do you have for them?
There's a specific definition that I really want to share with everyone. But I want to provide a new aspect of time, something that so many of us say we don't have enough of. But I want to provide an acronym. And if you have a pen and paper available, I would love for you to write this down for yourself as well. But time, thankfulness. Being thankful for what we have, ironically, as we're close to this quote-unquote holiday, but being thankful for all that we have. Insight comes from seeking pieces of knowledge, so that knowledge may come through a book, an audio, a movie, a conversation, an experience that allows us to gain a higher level of consciousness and knowledge that we can apply. Meditation. I share with you all a quote, looking at your phone first thing in the morning is like inviting 100 chatty strangers into your bedroom before you showered, brushed your teeth, fixed your hair. Meditation, taking a time to just breathe. Literally, sometimes that's what we need to do, is just breathe. 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 5 minutes, create your own acronyms of a rhythm that works with your routine. And then last but not least, the E is for exercise. And that exercise doesn't have to be training like David Goggins or Michael Phelps. That exercise could be, maybe you go to your local gym and you just walk on the treadmill. And while you're walking on the treadmill for 45 minutes, you're playing an audio. You're listening to an audio from Sir Amazing, or from me, or from anyone that really taps into that level of consciousness that makes you want to be that hero and walk into that next step. So again, time, thankfulness, insight, meditation, exercise. That's the tip I share with everyone, and I hope that you utilize time to maximize your happiness, your fulfillment in this realm of life, and also be the greatest version of yourself for your loved ones and everyone you come in contact with.
Well, I think that is great stuff. That definitely gets, come on. Thankfulness, insight, meditation, and exercise. Yes, that is well said right there, sir. Well, thank you so much for coming on. Where can Savage Nation learn more about you?
Oh, man, thank you again for having me. If you text the word motivator in all caps to 21,000, it'll take you to a link. And at that link, it'll be my digital business card where you can have all my information, but it'll be a link to Everyone Needs a Hero, Why Can't It Be You? But I really would like for everyone to download my free quote ebook. It's 80 quotes to help you shift up. And both those links are available once you text motivator to 21,000. And you always can type in siramazing.com as well to gain some information on me.
Perfect. Well, Savage Nation, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Ama your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Text motivator in caps to 21,000. Get access to all of his great resources and pick up that free quote ebook. You can also go to siramazing.com. I'll list all that in the notes of the show. Thanks again, Ama.
Thank you so much for having me on. Have a wonderful weekend. I'm wishing you and your family happy holidays.
Well, thank you, sir. And until next time, keep fighting the good fight. We are all in this together. Spending too much time on social? Is your daily screen time over 2 hours? Are you a little bit overweight? Not saving enough money? Any or all of these are familiar. Strive could be for you. The Strive 2-week online bootcamp will help you to detox your mind, body, and money, getting you on your way to a happier, healthier, wealthier, and more confident life. Go to strivedetox.com, strivedetox.com, and get your mind, body, and money right.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Skyline's new chicken chili is here. Now you can enjoy that legendary Skyline taste with a new protein option. Try Skyline's chicken chili on Waze, Coney's, and all your Skyline favorites. Feeling good? It's Skyline time.